With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate working hard this weekend to try and pass their version of the president's big, beautiful bill and then pass it on to the House, where final approval could come midweek and then on to the president's desk, even though at this point there are many obstacles still to be overcome if that is to be achieved. Appearing on This Week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson said he hopes the Senate Republicans make minimal changes to the bill that was already approved in his chamber.
Well, the jury's still out on what those modifications are going to be. I will have to wait about 72 hours for the bill to lay over before we can vote. But the plan would be, if it's in shape that we can use it, then we'll pass it and approve it on probably Tuesday. It would also allow for the president to have a big, beautiful bill signing on Independence Day. And I certainly hope we can keep that deadline.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he likes the idea, even though there are some challenges.
This particular bill represents pretty much the totality of, not the totality of, but certainly a big part of President Trump's agenda. And we want to make sure that we deliver, at least on the domestic side of the agenda. And so we're trying to get as much across the finish line as possible.
The Senate is set to convene at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and they may take a procedural vote today. President Trump says he'll proceed to push his administration's policies after getting a major Supreme Court victory.
Now that the High Court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. A Canadian church forced to take some extreme measures, as Michael Harrington explains.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing to enact that new reality. There is a possibility of a legal challenge, though, to the legislation. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they are not giving up the battle, and supporters of the suicide bill say implementation is likely to take 4 years rather than two as originally planned. This is SRN News. Energy advocate Daniel Turner with Power of the Future says blackouts and brownouts are on the rise, especially in parts of the country that now rely heavily on wind and solar power instead of fossil fuel.
It's been hot, and I grew up in New York City. It's been hot a lot in New York City in late June, right? It does happen. But these brownouts are more and more common because we are using a form of electricity that is unreliable.
A private space mission on its way to the International Space Station after it lifted off Wednesday.
SpaceX's Falcon rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center early Wednesday, carrying astronauts from the U.S., India, Hungary, and Poland.
One, ignition, and liftoff.
Houston company Axiom Space arranged the deal, and India, Poland, and Hungary are sharing the more than $65 million per customer tab. The mission will last 2 weeks.
That's correspondent Donna Walker. More at SRNNews.com.